Who are people at a garage sale? I like them. I enjoy liking them, sitting around selling stuff cheap. Somehow at a garage sale, we feel like animals, the best kind of animal, a thoughtless, crunching koala kind. Somehow I experience selling my squeeze toys to a 16-year-old goth girl as a relief from abstraction. The N goes by, and the 22, and another N, and people on bikes, and a little old woman pulls up in a minivan, bursting with stash from garage sales, though it's only 9:30. And up from the gum on the sidewalk comes the voice of the prophet. It says, a certain thoughtless crunching is the root of all money. It says, get off your ass and help her move that dresser. I enjoy the voice of the prophet. It has a neighborhood feel to it. Like even the corner of Dubose and Fillmore will be thrust into history. Like we do and we don't have a long way to go. It says, you people are animals. It says, you will never sell those rollerblades. Tully's, Coal Valley, bike messenger hour. Also 80s hour. Why does she always have to draw a circle in the sand? Couldn't she draw, like, an unk? I am a man of my time. I wish I were a bike messenger. Somewhere there's a picture of me in the 80s holding out a flower pot like Hermes or the FTD guy. So I wonder if the only dignity is eternal restlessness. I mean, I wish things were better, too. I'd rather be hearing the silky veils of ardor right now. But my dream of a redeemed culture isn't one where Joni Mitchell smacks down Belinda Carlisle. It's more like she takes her hand. Like she says, Belinda, lay down your cares. LaGuardia, U.S. Air Terminal. Staring down at runways and into the cab of an Elgin Pelican street sweeper with its curvaceous seat back, armrests, forehead windshield, ear guards. Why is a shell the symbol of a pilgrim? This is when I start to float, when I can't distinguish token, logarithm, allegory. I have a distincter sense of floating when I'm in an airport than when I'm on a plane. The cab of the Pelican, at least, is human-shaped. I have this weird feeling that my chest cavity contains all my memories and that my journey is to open it by breathing. I have this feeling that all my sexual fantasies are actually just breathing exercises.